you play bad, and we'll understand it one day. This law stuff, I don't understand. I don't understand why people get sick. I don't understand why people suffer. I don't understand why people are mean. I don't understand why people are going to church. I don't understand the world, the government. I don't understand it. Do you understand any of it? I don't understand any of it. I don't even understand myself sometimes. That's bad. That's all right. But you know what? It all comes down to it, folks. God's amazing grace is going to get us through everything we deal with. He's going to get us through some low times in our church when our attendance is down and we realize people are traveling and vacations and whatever, but still we look around and be like, man, where's everybody at? So hopefully some of them will come back. Hopefully they're safe. We don't understand the world. People are being shot. The West End of Louisville 3 and 4 times a night. We don't understand the world around the world. Matthew is a long way away from us right now. He's in Europe, Vienna. He's had a chance to tour even some of the communist countries over there. Some of the stuff that he, of course, his brother and I, we worry about him when he takes his trip, but he says he's safe and all of that. So he told one of them over there, said, man, don't touch me. You do not want my mother in this country. You don't want mama to come over here in this country, I can tell you that right now. But he'll be back by the weekend. We keep him in prayer. Stephanie's last treatment is Wednesday, is our prayer. Yeah, and so excited to hear you, man, oh man. Guys, we're going to deal, and for some of the people that are out today, I may do this on like a three-part series, but I introduced you 2 weeks ago on this subject called addiction. We live in a world today where this is about touched any and every family on the planet today. There's not a family somewhere or extended family that you know that is not dealing with some type of an addiction in some way, shape, or form. Okay? Now, most of the time, when we think of addiction, we think of drugs. Now that's definitely a big part of the addiction of today's world. But it's not the only thing. So we're going to look at several different things that we can be addicted to. Now, the book has this definition, which I'm going to read to you, which is very complicated. It uses big words. You know me, I'm not big on big words. So I try to make it simple. If I can make it simple for me, hopefully it's simple for you. And here's the definition, my official definition of addiction. It's when something controls me more than I control it. I said, is that simple enough? So whatever it is, if there's something that's controlling me, if I have no control over, then I'm addicted to it. Now, when you think about that definition, there are all kinds of things that we can be addicted to. Besides the drugs, and the list can go on and on and on. I mean, the tops on the list, of course, is drugs, legal and illegal. Okay? Believe me, we got as many people strung out on stuff that you would call legal as stuff as we would call illegal. And believe me, I'm here to give testimony. Either one of them will kill you. Legal or illegal. Okay? Now, alcohol, of course, big thing at the top of the list. It's been around since biblical days. We all understand that. If alcohol controls you more than you control it, then you got a problem. Tobacco's at the top of the list because, you know, it can kill you. It's very addictive. You know, these are at the sort of the tops of the list. But then it really gets on with other stuff. You know, we live in a world today where we have computers and internet. That is very addictive. I know people that can stay on a computer for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours at a time. I mean, they get up to do one thing. They go to the restroom. Some of them have a lawn chair. They don't have to get up and go to the restroom. Very addictive. TV. Very addictive. Okay? Pornography. Very addictive. You can even be addicted to another person. You can be addicted to your job. You'd rather be at work. Some people are addicted to money. You get the picture? I mean, this whole gamut of stuff goes, I may have just scratched the surface. But when we look at it, and when we look at what this writer says, it's a very wonderful Christian psychiatrist talking about a subject that is very, very home base for almost every family on the planet today or somebody. And believe it or not, and when you think of the word addiction or addicted, it's sort of got a bad taste in your mouth. But I promise you, everybody here is addicted to something. How about let's put it like that? I guarantee you are. There's something here that controls you more. Sometimes you're addicted to your children. You're addicted to worry. Get the picture? I mean, you know. So we're going to look at a gamut of a lot of stuff. But here's the real key to what addiction's all about. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to be in pain. When I'm in pain, I want something to take the pain away. Now, pain and suffering and hurting can be physical. A lot of times it is. A lot of times it's mental, which is maybe just as bad, if not worse. And all of it can affect you spiritually. Can affect you financially. Addictions put people in the poorhouse. Some addictions are very costly. Not only monetarily, but it can cost you your family. It can cost you people that you love. And we all know it can cost you your life. So I make it all pretty clear for you. Addiction. Everybody deals with it on some level. Every family deals with it on some level. In the world we live in today, it is so attractive. It's so attractive because anything that advertises that will take the hurt away will get your mind off of it. People eat that up because they just are tired of suffering and hurting. They're tired of bad news. So I gotta do something where it takes my mind away and away and away. You get tired of bad news? I get tired of bad news too. I get tired when the phone rings sometimes. I think, uh-oh, what's the matter? What's going on with matters? You know? What's happening now? I get tired. Bad news. I get tired of hearing my own bad news. Because sometimes I have to talk to myself. I have to tell myself bad news. Because it's everywhere. It's all over the TV, all over the internet. There's not much good anymore. Or is there? Let me say this to you at the very beginning of this series, folks. If there's anything that you can learn to be addicted to, that breaks.
real problem about all of these addictions and stuff. It's temporary. Whatever it may be, if it's drugs, it's a temporary high. If it's alcohol, so it makes you numb for a while. If it's prescription drugs, it makes you sleep. When you wake up, you still got the problem. That's the problem. When you get sober, you still got the problem. Except now, you're more broke than it was before you went to sleep. So, we have to learn how to address the problems that we have. And the best way to address any problems is through Jesus Christ. Because He has the answer. The world tells you the answers in this, and this, and this, and this. And that's why the world's in a mess, and a mess, and a mess, and a mess. Because the only answer is Jesus Christ. And I don't care if you're small, I don't care if you're old. The same answer for the same age group, for the same generation. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Under that definition, problem of it is, which one are you putting first? Because if you don't put God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit first, then you got some issues. You got some big time issues. And everybody, and anybody here holding the vow, we've all done it. There have been some times when God was the least amount of time I dealt with as God. That doesn't necessarily just mean that when you come to church, this is my time with God. I come in here for an hour, come in here for 2 hours, and that's it. No, 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 no. Your time with God is every day. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, you are being a spiritual form with God every day. Talking to God every day. That's what you do. I have to talk to God every day. I can't leave Him out of day. I'd be a wreck. I'd be a mess. I'd be so mean, I'd be like Paul. I mean, I'm just telling you. You don't want to go a day without God. It messes with you. It messes up your life. And you say, all right, well, how do I spend a day with God? Think about Him. When you get a chance, maybe it's when you first get up, maybe just before you go to bed, maybe it's on your lunch hour, take a few moments and read your Bible. Study a little bit. Maybe you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you got, take that time to do it. And then understand prayer is not just me bowing my head and saying, God, I'm wrong with it. I pray when I'm driving. I pray when I'm riding somebody. I pray when I'm home. Some of you pray when you're riding with me. But prayer is an attitude. It's a form, it's an attitude. Once my feet hit the floor, first of all, I say, thankful I got feet and I can hit the floor. Thankful for that. A lot of people didn't have that privilege. A lot of people died overnight. I still got breath in me. That may hurt. I may not have all of my faculties about me. But I tell you, when I first recognized Monday, when I woke up from that 3 days of whatever I went through, and I called her by name, I said, Monica, what's wrong? What happened? Understand, folks, every day is a challenge. But even when I didn't know who I was, and even when I was me, more than normal, God was watching over me, with me. Other people were taking care of me, didn't know it at the time. But God has a way of sending people to you at the time that you need it, and you don't even know it. You realize that? Don't even know it. The old song, Angels on Prayer. Even had nurses, and just, you know, understand, you know, you gotta watch how you do this stuff, especially when you're on the job. But Monica said there was even a nurse that prayed with me, and prayed for me, and was on the clock being paid, and prayed for me, in care, and sorrow. That's the kind of care I got. I mean, God sent the right vision to me to save my life. A lot of Christian people. And again, I'm unaware of it. But still, once God has shared with me about the 3 days of what all did, what all said, what all was what, and realizing God's amazing grace, I understand something, folks. God deserves your time. He deserves you to live for Him. It's not a Sunday thing. It's not a Monday thing. It's an everyday thing. You understand that? Beautiful hand of God.
Anybody eats that stuff, we need counsel.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
comes down to living or dying, you'll do what you need to do. When you get back to the court, because if I had eight right 20 years ago, I wouldn't have to be feeling what I'm doing now. I didn't do it. Because I was addicted to food. I really was. I tell you one of the hardest things that ever was for me to give up. Now, I know you're thinking, well, compared to all that stuff, you know, that's, you're talking about silly stuff, but still for me, it was just really, it almost destroyed my life. One of the hardest things I ever had to give up my life was soft drinks. I will tell you right now. You talking about addiction, I was addicted to consumption. I mean, it was critical. It was in my hands constantly, and it almost killed me. Simple. You'd be surprised what it takes you out of this world. So we understand this. What really controls you when you look around? What does push you? What controls you? What are you addicted to? But let me say this too, in this series, we're going to find out some addictions are good. Because I'm addicted now, but I don't need anything after 5 o'clock in the evenings. Of course, I know some of you are just getting your day started at 5 o'clock. When Margaret was working, we never ate a meal together, Monday through Friday. The woman didn't get home 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. I had a meal waiting for her, but we didn't eat together. Because that's what the sacrifice meant to me. Because if I eat at 8 o'clock with her, I might be dead now. Can't do that. So you learn, folks. You learn. And here's the deal, when something's harming you, look yourself right in the mirror and say, hey, what's this doing to me? What's this drug doing to me? What's this tobacco doing to me? What's this alcohol doing to me? What's this pornography doing to me? What's a lousy computer doing to me? What's food doing to me? And take your life back over. Because as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Okay? So understand the best part of me losing this weight. And one day, hopefully, if it's God's grace, that a kidney comes my way. Or even if it don't, I at least took my own life back over. And if I die, I'll die on God's terms. Not because I'm stupid and I sit down and eat. Because believe me, when we do stupid people, some of this addiction is beyond stupidity. What people do to themselves. They're killing themselves. Slowly and surely. Another thing we're going to look at too in this series, sometimes you can be addicted to the people, the wrong people. People can harm you in understand, folks. If something controls you more than you control anything at all, and if you allow another human being to control you to the point that they hurt you, something's wrong with you. Don't allow nobody to hurt you. I'm here to tell you they love you. I don't care who they are. God didn't make that happen. Now, obviously people argue, people have disagreements. All that goes along with life, goes along with marriage. Monica and I have had some major disagreements at times. But we've never touched each other. Guarantee you, if I did, I got to sleep. And this one, unlike some of you women, you'll just take me out. But she ain't gonna take that kind of nonsense. Same way. Don't let a woman ruin your life. Understand, if we love each other, we can make each other better. If you're not making your spouse better, then get out of it. This addiction can come in a lot of different forms. But I understand during this series, we understand one thing. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We follow that, no matter what life throws at us. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. Figure out what kind of addictions you've got. I guarantee you probably got some. And work on it. Work on it. You can do it. Take control of your life and pray daily and let Jesus help. There's nothing, if you're listening to the internet, there is nothing that you cannot conquer when Jesus is in you. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Father, bless these moments. We're thankful for it.